Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, it is hitting the fan, everybody. Donald Trump was forced to call an emergency meeting with his top national security advisors after the situation in the Middle East has hit a new height in tension. The situation has inflamed even further after this morning, an F-15E fighter jet was shot down over Iran, and two of our service members had to be rescued by the military. After they were rescued, we learned that another military plane was shot down, this time an A-10 Thunderbolt II, sometimes known as the A-10 Warthog, was flying over the Strait of Hormuz when they crashed into the Persian Gulf due to Iran's air defense systems targeting it. This is only 24 hours after Donald Trump said that Iran has no defense systems left, that they have been completely obliterated. And as I've been pointing out during my CNN debates and every single video I make on this channel, that is a lie. If they have lost all of their capabilities, the Strait of Hormuz would be open, but it's not. Donald Trump and the people around him seem to have a fundamental misunderstanding of how Iran's navies work, because they have two separate navies. They have one for conventional warfare, and we have destroyed that because it was like 60 years old. It was ancient. It's not really impressive that we destroyed their 60-year-old fleet. But then they have another navy called the IRGC Navy. That is waging asymmetric warfare by closing the Strait of Hormuz, shooting down U.S. military planes, and continuing to launch missiles across the region, therefore inflaming tensions. So, as Selena Wang points out, a senior White House official tells me the president's national security team is gathered at the White House. Very clearly, an impromptu emergency meeting as the situation continued to escalate. Quote, Trump has been working in the Oval Office or Oval Dining Room all day receiving updates, the official adds. He's also been sending out a series of unhinged Truth Social posts that will break down in just one moment. There's a lot of information we have to get into, so make sure you drop a like to help boost this pro-democracy message. Help us get the 2 million subscribers and watch until the end. All right, let's jump in with this. We learned that Iran rejected all U.S. demands after these fighter jets were shot down in the Middle East. The reason is they think that they are in a position of strength, or relative strength at least. I mean, compared to a few months ago, yes, we have destroyed a decent amount, but all of the weaponry that actually matters, that actually has an effect, is still intact. So, you know, the weaponry that's able to close the Strait of Hormuz, like the attack drones, the suicide ships, and the mines, plus the missile defense systems, those are all intact. We just learned from CNN yesterday that they have a lot more missiles and a lot more capability than our intelligence had previously thought. So we are learning every single day. Yes, Iran is weaker than us militarily, but they have an ability to, let's say, sustain a longer period of darkness due to the fact that they're not a democracy. The regime, quite frankly, doesn't give a shit about the people. Now, Donald Trump doesn't give a shit about us either, but he's still going to be held accountable to the American people in a big way come the midterm. So this morning, Iran rejected all U.S. demands. There was a CNN headline yesterday that read, it said, Donald Trump is ready to wind this war down, but Iran could go on for 6 more months, they say. And I think that's a perfect illustration of the tension that we see in this situation right now, where Iran is trying to inflict maximum damage and twist Donald Trump's arm. Trump is looking for an off-ramp very rapidly, but doesn't want to look weak. We then learn about 2 hours ago, a second Air Force combat plane crashed in the Persian Gulf, as I reported. The lone pilot was safely rescued, according to two U.S. officials who spoke on a condition of anonymity to discuss operational matters. Now, I want to be very, very clear here. There has been a lot of contradictory reporting over the past 2 hours about whether or not the final fighter pilot has been found. Some outlets reported that everyone was safely found, but now we're learning, as I'm recording this video in this very moment, it's 5:03 p.m. Central, that the missing American fighter pilot has not yet been found, and search operations continue. Despite extensive U.S. efforts using jets, helicopters, and surveillance drones, No success has been reported. I mean, it was a miracle that we were able to find the first fighter pilot, and then the second jet that was shot down, that dude has been found, but we're still missing one person right now, and it's scary. We also know that at least three U.S. aircraft have been damaged or destroyed in or near the skies of Iran, and then Carla from Newsmax reports, make that four U.S. aircraft. She said, I've just confirmed from a U.S. military official that a second helicopter was hit today. Here we have video footage published by the Iranian state-run media. They're just trying to humiliate Donald Trump and the entire globe, and that is why he's currently having this cabinet meeting. This is the imagery, the video of the Air Force A-10C Thunderbolt being shot down earlier today. Honestly, quite a vision to see there. Wow. And so we've had a Thunderbolt 2 and an F-15E. There were reports that we haven't had a plane shot down by Iran since World War II, so it's been a while. We also know that buildings at Shahid University, a prestigious university in Tehran, the capital of Iran, was damaged by U.S.-Israeli strikes. Falling debris from an intercepted attack caused two fires at Abu Dhabi gas facilities, and the reported death toll rose to 13 from a Thursday strike on a major bridge outside Tehran. So I'm just painting a picture of a situation that is escalating. And this is a situation where nobody is winning right now. Everybody is losing. Sometimes I see people in my comment section say, you know, like, Iran is beating us right now. That's not even what's happening. There's damage happening on both sides, but just in different ways. Then I speak to conservatives on CNN panels, and they say, like, oh, we are dominating them. We have totally won. It's total victory. That's not true either. It is neither of those. We learn that, breaking, Iran has officially told mediators it is not willing to meet U.S. officials in Pakistan. They're not even willing to meet in the coming days, and the U.S. demands are unacceptable. Details include, one, the current round of efforts to reach a ceasefire has reached a dead end, mediators said. Two, Turkey and Egypt are still pushing to find a way forward and are considering new venues for the talks. Three, potential new venues include Doha or Istanbul. And four, mediators are attempting to come up with fresh proposals to overcome the deadlock. So if this is how the negotiation is happening right now. The U.S. made a demand, and Iran is saying that is way too big of a demand. We're not even going to start there. We need you to come a little bit more to the center. They're kind of using the Trump anchor tactic that he always uses from the art of the deal. But in this case, it is not going to work out well for the U.S. very likely, because Donald Trump is in a position of weakness, relative weakness right now, in a sense. And really quickly, I urge all of you to be using the internet in a safe manner. Most people don't realize that their email is the backbone of their digital identity. Your bank, your jobs, your passwords, all of your accounts likely connect back to your email. It's how the internet recognizes you. And with most providers, your email inbox can actually be watched. Messages can be scanned, AI tools can be used to track your behavior, certain links can be embedded in the email that are invisible. That is why I like what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail makes sure that your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can track you. There are no ads, no scanning of your messages. And if email is the foundation of your digital life, there should be a strong foundation that is private. So try Proton for free by using my link, proton.me/Adam Mochler. You can find the link below. One more time, try Proton Mail for free. Use proton.me/Adam Mochler or click the link in the description. Thank you all. Thank you to Proton. Donald Trump is in a position of weakness, relative weakness right now, in the sense that he's desperate to find an off-ramp and an end to this war. He thought this would be quick and clean and easy, kind of like Venezuela, where we got Maduro and then it was just defizzled out, right? But no, it's not like that. You can't just chop the head off and expect the rest of the body to fall in line. It's different. Iran will survive as long as they possibly can by waging asymmetric warfare. So as Trump's position gets more and more desperate for an off-ramp or some sort of deal, the quality of the deal will continue to weaken over and over and over. Then we have the actual speaker of the Iranian parliament, Ghalibaf, who we've heard was negotiating with the Trump administration, but now he's sending out these snarky-ass tweets. He doesn't even speak English. This guy doesn't speak English, so he's clearly delegated this off to some person that works for him. And this is global humiliation right now. This is what Donald Trump is very likely meeting with his advisors about these posts, about the explosions that are happening, about the escalation that's happening, both the A-10 Thunderbolt and the F-15E. I'm sure that is what they're all talking about. But Ghalibaf, the speaker of Iran's parliament, is trying to humiliate Donald Trump in every way he can. He said, quote, after defeating Iran 37 times in a row, this brilliant no-strategy war they started has now been downgraded from regime change to, hey, Can anyone find our pilots, please? Wow, what an incredible progress. Absolute geniuses. Again, Galibaf doesn't speak English, so somebody else wrote this and even included an emoji to taunt the United States. Listen, the United States is unequivocally a better country than Iran. I take pride in being an American, and some people find that controversial, but I think that this is a solid country with a lot of potential that I want to work towards. So I find it quite humiliating when we have a president on the world stage doing this stuff, being humiliated. I find it humiliating because I care about this country. I care about the Constitution. I care about our reputation, and Donald Trump doesn't. I think it's important for liberals or people on the left to own that. Some people are kind of scared to say that this country has potential and it has good things about it. It does. And that is why we have to preserve it. OSINT Intel points out, U.S. Israeli forces bombed an Iranian radio and television broadcast infrastructure in Kolakchal Mountain in Tehran tonight. Let's move on to Donald Trump's posts that he made himself. So 18 hours ago at about 11 p.m. last night, he said, "Our military, the greatest and most powerful by far anywhere in the world, hasn't even started destroying what's left in Iran. Bridges next. Then electric power plants. New regime change. Sorry, new regime leadership knows what has to be done and has to be done fast. President Trump." Okay, so he didn't say military bridges. He didn't say military plants. He is openly saying he wants to target civilian infrastructure. Netanyahu must really be rubbing off on this guy. After the girls' school that we bombed, after Donald Trump's repeated threats to target precisely civilian infrastructure to inflict maximum damage on civilians. Listen, Iran doesn't care about its civilians whatsoever. Donald Trump tweeted then, 9 hours ago, at the bottom of the screen, quote, "With a little more time, we can easily open the Hormuz Strait, take the oil, and make a fortune. It would be a gusher for the world." I mean, like, if you've been watching the channel or any of my debates, we've been debunking this relentlessly. It is not easy to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In fact, we basically created a new revenue stream for Iran. They're collecting billions of dollars because they're tolling oil now. They have control over it because they have their weapons pointed at the Strait of Hormuz. Even the risk of them having their weapons pointed, even if they didn't have their weapons pointed and they just threatened it, all ships would stop going through it because nobody wants to take that risk. So Donald Trump says we can open the Strait of Hormuz, and the question I have is, why haven't we done it? If we've won so decisively, if they are so weak and so crippled, and if they're on their deathbed, then why can't we simply get one ship through the Strait of Hormuz? Well, America woke up to some major news. At 10:41, Donald Trump last night said bridges next, then power plants. Then he said we can easily open the Strait of Hormuz. This all comes just 3 days before his pause of U.S. strikes on Iranian power plants is set to expire. He put a few-day pause on it, but he continues just not care about these deadlines, blow past them. In other words, the war will continue for now, and the critical energy infrastructure that has been spared so far is the next target. April is going to be a highly eventful month. This brings me on to the final piece of this, the oil shock that is yet to arrive in the West. And by the way, if you appreciate the videos, the information that we pack in each of these videos, make sure you drop a comment and drop a heart. It genuinely means the world to me, and we try to get as much information as possible, all fact-checked, all true, and pushing back against this authoritarian BS, both from Donald Trump and from the Iranian regime. They're both lying in different ways, guys. So this says the oil shock has yet to arrive in the West. Blue line is global oil in transit, so it dropped very hard, and this tracks the total volume. And the red line is Europe and America's commercial crude. So Western countries have not yet experienced the delayed, lagged effect of total oil global transit being down. Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy points out, "The biggest problem is now rapidly being realized. Global oil currently in transit is plummeting as ships have now delivered their last potential cargoes." So cargo ships were already out there. They were already on their mission, but the last cargoes have been delivered via the Strait, and there's no more of those shipments incoming. So honestly, we haven't seen the bulk of the damage. We haven't really seen the bulk of the pain because there has been some oil flowing to the United States, not through the Strait, but to the United States because we had already gotten some ships through. But now the cutoff has hit where we have nothing. We have nothing on the way anymore. So as I wrap this video up, I just want to say Donald Trump's emergency cabinet meeting is very clearly a hair on fire. We have to solve this now. I mean, it is obviously not a coincidence that he is having this national security team randomly gathering at the White House as everything is hitting the fan. He got into this war without a plan, not knowing the risks. There are reports that he's not even being properly briefed beyond just videos of explosions and targets that we're hitting. And this is scary. This is a scary reality. So I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.